Proverbs chapter 4 this morning, as we are continuing through with a series of messages looking at the thought of our theme for the year of being rooted in Christ, of being built up in Christ. And there's a story about a young man, and this young man loved to fish. And every Sunday after church, he'd go, he'd grab his fishing pole, his rod, his reel, and he'd find himself and heading to the nearest lake. But there was something strange about his fishing habits, in that when he went fishing, he never took with him any bait. So he'd go fishing, he loved to fish, but he'd never take any bait when he went fishing. And every time he casts his line into the water, it was just a plain hook. Nothing whatsoever on the bait, or on the hook, rather. And his friends always wondered about it until one day his friends asked him, "Why don't you put any bait on the hook? You'll never catch anything by not putting some bait on the hook." And this young man thought about it and he replied to them. He said, "Well, I'm just waiting for the fish to bite." Now, you think about that and you sit there, you might scratch your head and find that a little humorous and a little bit of an odd reply as someone who likes to go fishing, but that story highlights for us a very fundamental truth about really just life in general, and that is that things don't happen by accident. Things just don't happen to happen. Things just don't happen by happenstance. And so, whether it's going fishing, and if you're going to catch something, whether it's a fish or more importantly for us as Christians, if you're going to catch the fruit of the Spirit, well, that has to be something intentional. And this same principle applies to our faith. This same principle applies to being rooted in Christ. It applies to being built up in Christ. And being rooted in Christ and being built up in Christ, it's not just something that we get by going through the motions. No, we must be deliberate. We must be diligent if we expect to see God move in our lives. You're there this morning, Proverbs chapter 4. And notice, if you would, verse number 23. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 23. The Bible says this: "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." For a few moments this morning, I'd like to preach you on this thought, just very simply entitled, "The Diligent Heart." The Diligent Heart. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again for this day. And Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy towards us. And Father, we thank you now for this opportunity that we have to come and gather in your house on a Sunday morning to sing your praises and open your word to see a truth that might help us be the church and the Christian you'd have us to be. And now, Father, this morning we pray, Lord, that you would quiet hearts and quiet minds. And Lord, help us to focus on you and you alone. And Lord, this morning, if there be one here this morning that know not Christ as their Savior, we pray they not leave this church without getting it settled 100% sure that Christ is their Savior and that heaven's their home. And Lord, if there be one here this morning that need to hear from you, we pray, Lord, they'd hear from you and that you would help them with whatever it is they find themselves in this morning. And Lord, I pray you'd help each of us to seek to have a diligent, intentional, deliberate heart for the things of God and of your Son. And the Lord, help us realize things just don't happen by accident, but Lord, that we need to be intentional about our growth and the grace and knowledge of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, again, we just pray that you'd come down and meet with us in a special and real way. May everything that has been said and done this morning be done to your honor, your glory. And Lord, for all that you'll do, we'll love you and thank you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated there. Or, well, you're already seated. My soul. It really is a snow day. I'll tell you. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 says again, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, it's very important to note that this verse, it isn't just a casual suggestion. This isn't God giving to us as Christians a suggestion on how to deal with the issues of life. No, this is a command given to us by God. It's a command to not only guard our hearts, but also to protect our hearts with intentional effort and unwavering commitment. The Bible teaches and tells us that the heart is the seat of our emotions. The Bible teaches us that the heart is the seat of our thoughts, our desires. And ultimately, the Bible teaches us that the heart is the seat of our actions. Everything that we say, everything that we think, everything that we do, the Bible teaches us flows from our hearts. So if we want as Christians to live lives that honor God, we must first start with and examine the state of our hearts. And there's three things that I wanted to see this morning. Number one is that a diligent heart requires intentionality. A diligent heart requires intentionality. You notice there in verse number 23, the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence. The word diligence here in our text doesn't imply being passive. It doesn't imply having a casual approach. No, that word diligence, it speaks of an active, conscious effort. And that's very important because we live in a world where the distractions are abundant. I mean, we have our phones, we have our tablets, we have our social media, we have our work. We even have good things, you know, like our family and our friends and work and commitments along those lines. But with all of those things in our lives, it's very easy to let our spiritual lives become passive. It's very easy to allow our spiritual lives to become neglected with everything else that is vying for our attention. Yes, we might show up for church services on Sundays. We might show up for church services on Wednesdays. But if we're not intentional, for many, that is where our spiritual life comes to an end. Well, I went to church on Sunday, I'm good until Wednesday. I went to church on Wednesday, I'm good until Sunday. That's not what the verse is talking about by keeping the heart with all diligence. It means that after we get done in church on Sunday, that means that you have to have a walk with God from Sunday afternoon all the way through Wednesday evening when we gather again. And then when we get done on Wednesday night, from Wednesday night all the way to Sunday morning again, that you need to have a walk with God from Wednesday to Sunday. Because if you're just relying on what you get in church on a Sunday or a Wednesday, you are going to be spiritually barren. You are going to spiritually starve. I've used the illustration many times that if you just relied on one or two meals a week, man, you'd be a very hungry and probably cranky individual. You know, it's what they say when they merge the word angry and hungry together, you become hangry. Joe, you understand what I'm saying, apparently. And, you know, and so, but the same is true spiritually. You know, you need to feast on the Word of God and spend time with God in between church. And that's how we become rooted in Christ. That's how we become built up in Christ, by spending time with God outside of church, by spending time with the Lord on our own. The heart isn't something that can be left to chance. You notice there, again, Proverbs 4:23, it says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence." The verse urges us not only to do so with diligence, but to keep it. The Hebrew word for keep there is the Hebrew word natzar, meaning to guard, to watch over, or to preserve. In other words, this morning is a continual action. Again, over the last few weeks, I've been using the example of the gardener. But again, just like the gardener tends to his plants, you cannot just simply plant a seed and forget about it. You have to nurture that seed. You have to water that seed. You have to take care of that seed. You have to water it and prune it and protect the plants from the weeds. The same, again, is true with our spiritual life. We must be vigilant in guarding our lives, in guarding our hearts against the weeds of sin, against the weeds of complacency, against the weeds of distraction. We need to guard against those things. I remember years ago, Pastor Joe, who was here for our Thanksgiving service last year, he and I and another guy from the church, we were out, we were making visits one Tuesday night, and we went to visit this one lady who was Indonesian. She was just starting to visit our church, and she was saved, she was a Christian, but she had a friend, a roommate she was living with, that she was not saved, and she asked us to come over and visit her and share the gospel with her, and see if we could get her saved, see if we could get her in church, and so on and so forth. And we get over there, we start visiting and talking and spending time, and without fail, it seemed, every few minutes the phone would ring. Somebody would be trying to get her attention or get her, you know, off track or whatever the case may be. And so finally, the friend, Cheppy, who we called her, she finally basically unplugged the phone from the wall and said, "No, you have to listen to these men." And we got to witness to her, and she made a profession of faith. But here was the point. We were trying to witness to her, and she had all sorts of distractions from people trying to get her on the phone. Now, fast forward, I forget when that even was, early 2000s. Fast forward 10, 15 years later to everything we have that distracts us now. Phone, internet, social media, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. A couple weeks ago, TikTok went off the, they banned TikTok for a little while. It was banned for like 12 hours. And people were freaking out because they lost TikTok. And it's like, to this day, I still don't understand TikTok. I don't get it. It's basically short little videos of reels and such. Now, I'm not on TikTok much. A few people, they send me TikToks. I had to download TikTok to watch them. But that's all the reason I have TikTok. Yeah, exactly. And Mandy, when we're trying to go to bed at night, she can't go to bed unless she has something on in the background. So we're trying to go to bed. She's over there listening to TikTok or food review videos. And so I'm there trying to sleep, and I'm hearing about how delicious this steak is. And meanwhile, my stomach just starts growling because I'm hearing about a steak as I'm trying to go to sleep. I don't understand it. But I say all that to say this. We have so many distractions. And that's what the verse is talking about here. That we have to be diligent that we guard ourselves when we're trying to spend time with the Lord. When you're spending time with the Lord, turn the phone off. Put it on silent. Turn it. No, you know what? Don't even put it on silent, because you'll sit it there. It's on silent, and the stupid thing will just light up with all the notifications that come forward. So you know what? You turn it over. So it's on silent. You can't see it lighting up, and so you can't, you know, be distracted by it. And we need to be diligent to protect our time with the Lord, to protect our heart with the Lord. You consider a ship that's navigating through the open ocean. You know, the captain, he doesn't simply just set the course and then forget about the ship. No, he's there. He's actively staring it. He's actively watching it. He's checking the navigation instruments. He's ensuring that everything is in order. The same is true in our spiritual lives. We have to make sure that we are navigating our spiritual lives with focus and intent, or else the currents of the world, they're going to steer for us, and they're going to steer us off course. We need to make sure that we are the ones, with the Lord's help, that we are steering our course. But then secondly this morning, a diligent heart is not a rehearsed or a cliche faith. A diligent heart is not a rehearsed or a cliche faith. You see, if we're not careful, our faith can become just that. It can become just a routine. It can become just a series of religious actions that we perform out of habit, but with no heart behind them. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 8, Jesus warned the Pharisees of this. He says, "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." And listen this morning, a diligent heart is not one that just merely repeats a rehearsed prayer. A diligent heart is not somebody that just memorizes, you know, some Bible verses. It's not about just showing up to church and going through the motions. It's about a living, active faith that is constantly growing and is constantly being nourished. Manny and I, we have this, you know, conversation every now and again, and and I've had it with other folks, and you know, they say, you know, some churches, they're just content with a preacher who shows up, he preaches, and that's all he does. And Amanda and I have the conversation often. I tell her, you know, I'm not that type of preacher. I'm not that type of pastor where I can just show up, preach, go home, and that's it. That's not the type of church I grew up in. That's not how I was taught, how I was raised. I was taught that as a pastor, you find ways to keep yourself busy and serving the Lord unless you become stagnant. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you might wonder, you know, you look at the church calendar of things we have coming up, you say, man, when are we just going to take a breather and sit back and relax? And listen, I'm all for that. But the problem with that is that if you don't watch it, eventually you become where all the church becomes, is all you're doing is sitting back and relaxing. All you're doing, my pastor used to say it, all you're doing is sitting, soaking, and souring. And listen, the Lord did not save us just to sit, soak, and sour in a church pew for all of our Christian life. He saved us to serve. He saved us to be busy. And we need to make sure that we are constantly active in our faith and growing and being nourished. You imagine that you're eating a meal and, you know, you only nibble here. You only nibble there, but you're not really truly tasting or appreciating what's on your plate, then really that meal is being wasted. But when you take time and you savor each bite, you pay attention to the flavors and to the textures, and you find yourself actively engaged with what's before you. The same is true of our faith this morning. It needs to be tasted. It needs to be savored. Listen, when we read the Bible, it shouldn't be a checklist item. You know, and you've heard me say many times, I've only read the Bible through cover to cover, Genesis to Revelation, a couple times in my Christian life. Because with me, and I can only speak for me personally, after a while I found it to be that I was reading through the Bible in that year just to check off boxes on a schedule. And for me, I found that that was not helping me to grow in my study, my meditation, and my knowledge of the Bible. And so I take our devotional, I use that, but for the most part, I study the Bible in ways that help me personally learn things and grow closer to the Lord. And the way I study the Bible might not be the way you study the Bible. Or the way I read the Bible might not be the way you read the Bible and get growth and nourishment and all the rest. But listen, it's not about how you do it. It's about that you're doing it. And that you're constantly growing and that you're constantly being nourished in your faith. And when we read the Bible, it should be a moment of a connection with the living God. Because that's what this book is. It's a living book about a living God, and we have access to Him. But then thirdly and finally this morning, a diligent heart guards the source of life. A diligent heart guards the source of life. Notice the last part of Proverbs 4:23. For out of it are the issues of life. In other words, this morning, everything in your life flows from the heart. It starts with the heart. And if we don't guard it diligently, then the wrong things will begin to flow out. We'll have bitterness and unforgiveness and unholy desires. But our actions, our attitudes, our words, they are the fruit of what is in our hearts. Again, you think of a river. It starts as a pure, clean stream. But if that stream is allowed to become polluted with debris and trash and chemicals, well, that's going to contaminate everything that is downstream. Likewise, if we allow our hearts to become polluted with sin and with negativity and worldliness, then that is eventually going to affect every area of our heart, from our relationships to work and to even our relationship with God. And so this morning, a diligent heart is one that is intentionally guarded, continuously nurtured, and constantly renewed. Listen, it's just not enough to have a Sunday faith. And listen, for too many Christians, all they have is a Sunday faith. And listen, if all you have is a Sunday faith, it will not get you through Monday, through Tuesday, through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You need a faith that is a 7-day-a-week faith. You need to make sure that you have something that is based not just on cliches and routines. You must have a faith that is alive, that is vibrant, that is purposeful, that you cultivate it day by day with diligence and with care. The issues of life, the Bible says, our behavior, our actions, our very existence flows from the heart. And so if we desire a life that honors God, we must keep our hearts diligently. And so this morning, as we get ready to leave this church this morning, the challenge for each of us is this: evaluate your heart. Are you being diligent in guarding what goes in to your heart? Are you intentional in your relationship with God? Or do you find yourself just going through the motions? If you're here today and you recognize that your heart has been drifting, growing cold, growing stagnant, then here in a few moments we're going to have an invitation. Take a moment in prayer to ask God to renew your heart. Ask Him to help you be diligent in guarding it. Ask Him to help you be intentional in your walk with Him. Listen, don't just be content this morning with a shallow, passive faith. Seek to be a people who you are actively nurturing, a heart that is full of passion, of purpose, and dedication to the things of God. A diligent heart, and you'll find it out very quickly, is a heart that produces life, it produces fruit, it produces blessing. And not just for us, but for the world around us. And let's commit this morning to keeping our hearts with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. This morning, this week, this month, this year, you want to be rooted in Christ? You want to be built up in Christ? Then have a diligent heart for Him, your faith, and the things of God. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning. Let's stand together to our feet.